Hey guys, my name is Colin Soluch and welcome to Letters to Motherland, where I, together with different guests, talk about issues revolving around the African culture, being African. So I hope you enjoy. Let's get into it. And we are up. So I hope you're doing good from wherever you're tuning in from. You're having an amazing time enjoying yourself. As you should. So today, I want to talk about opportunities. And you're probably wondering, why are you talking about opportunities? Like, you know, we all need opportunities. So the backstory is this. So the other day, I was just at school with a friend of mine. I met a friend of mine at school. And we were talking about the fact that, yes, we're in school and we still aren't sure that our degrees are going to pay off. You know, we're like, with the levels of unemployment, we're not sure if you're going to make it through our degrees. We could make it through a different thing, but we're not sure about the degrees because there's so many people who are also doing the same degree, like economics. There's so many people who are doing economics at the end of the day. So which got me thinking, when you look at opportunities, there are very few. You know, first of all, like, opportunities to be successful are very few. And if you get an opportunity, just grab it. Let me just put it that way. Like, if you ever get a chance to, you know, work for someone towards something or to work on yourself and it's paying off, just stay on it. Keep pushing at the end of the day. So why I want to talk about opportunities, because I felt from that conversation, I literally just sat down and I was thinking about how true is our fact. And it's actually, it's really true. Like, you just never know. You never know if whatever you're putting your energy into will get you there at the end of the day. And especially when it comes to schooling, and in this case, degrees. So I thought I'd really talk about this. And I want to give it, let me see, and I give it an African twist or an African perspective, where most young people like myself, and you listening to me, always feel like if you're in Africa, and I'm talking from a perspective where I'm from Nairobi, Kenya right now, this is why I'm recording this, but we feel like if we were out of the country, you know, if maybe I went and did podcasting from the UK, or I was doing podcasting from USA, or I had a YouTube channel in the US, it would sell more, or it would get better recognition, or I'd get, you know, partnerships. And that's the kind of thinking that we have. And I feel like there's a dark cloud that comes with that. It comes with a lot of demotivation, because you're always working on something and wondering, is it really worth it? And it's the same thing with a degree. If you're studying in school, people are always wondering, like, with the high rate of unemployment, not just in Kenya, but in so many countries, more people are graduating and so many people already don't have jobs. So you're always asking yourself, I'm getting to the market. Am I going to get a job? Am I going to waste my 4 years? I'm wasting 3, 4 years, 5 years, 6 years, 7 years studying, and then I find myself not even using the degree in the first place. You know, and so it really got me thinking a lot. And I feel like one of the reasons why there's a lot of, like, hopelessness when it comes to, you know, opportunities, one, let me just say, especially in Kenya, first of all, is just, let me do what everyone does, and for the right purposes. I'm not blaming it on the government, first of all. Please don't come and catch me. Please don't send police. But let me say, the government really isn't doing the most. They're trying. Like, there's different, organizations that are meant to help young people. But I feel like there's so much more that can be done. Like, young people are into things like music. Where's the support for music? You know, I feel like for you to be supported when it comes to music, you must have already, you know, established yourself. And if you're just starting out when it comes to music, you're going to face a lot of challenges. Not that challenges are bad, but there's something that I feel like the government owes to young people to help them, you know, develop themselves. Like, there's just art, and I feel like these are things, photography, these are things that even in our education system, these things are not embraced. Let's just be honest, let's face it. Because I remember, like, being in high school, just early education, a lot of emphasis was on, you know, mastering, you know, like, you have to remember exact things, you have to remember that theory, this and that and that, and you were not given an opportunity to grow in whatever you loved. You know, no one ever told me that in the near future I would be interested in boxing. Like, nowadays I'm really interested in kickboxing and boxing, and to a point where I would like to start a podcast on boxing, on fitness. As in, it was never something that in school, like, actively there was a boxing club, or there was a, you know, a club where people just learn how to self-defense, how to learn different things, you know what I'm saying? The emphasis was always on, you have to be in class, you have to be, and which is not a bad thing, you have to be into books, but I feel like the system doesn't teach you those skills that you need. It doesn't teach you that before you start venturing into anything, the planning of venturing into an idea. Like, it doesn't teach you that when you have an idea, okay, you have got another idea, this is how you look for the market. It doesn't teach you, like, the business skills, unless you're in a class for business. You see, and that's the thing. Like, it's really the government over there, when it comes to the system and the government, I feel like the government could just do more. And you have to agree with me on that one, that the government, hey manze, it has to do more. Because young people is worried that they're going to be unemployed, you know, they're not going to make it. And I guess it's crazy, but as young people, I feel like we should just focus on trying to get those skills that put you in the forefront at the end of the day. Like, try to figure out ways of getting an opportunity. You know, if you work out, do videos, market yourself, market yourself, let the world know that, you know, I do this, I enjoy this. And there's this thing about when it comes to opportunities that people focus on the money, and I feel like sometimes the money just comes. As in, I'm talking like I have money right now. I am talking like I'm a rich person, guys. Don't be fooled. Send fans, thank you. Support this podcast. But what I'm trying to say is, when it comes to opportunities, people look at money. But sometimes it's all about consistency in doing whatever you're doing. Like, are you staying inside there? Like, are you having fun? Are you enjoying yourself? Because the worst thing you could ever do to yourself is do something and not have fun doing it. Like, do something for the sake, it just destroys everything. And it's a good thing I talked about opportunities, because now that you're talking about that, like, I feel like if you're going to increase your opportunities or your chances of getting an opportunity, it's, you have to have passion for whatever you're doing. And whenever you're doing something, like, put in everything. I feel like I'm lecturing right now. But let me just steal for you all some tips. Put in the work. I know, like, you might feel like, you know, you're in Africa, and maybe if you're in UK, you would have gotten the right audience, or if you're in UK, you could have been supported by someone, maybe the government there is better. I know, like, these other countries are way developed than we are, and something like photography, if you are in the UK, apparently, in the US, I mean, you'd get, people are paid more than $200. People make over 100,000 Kenya shillings for a single program. Let me say, a single project, that's the word. Well, in Kenya, you find yourself working on a very serious project and you're being paid less than $50. So, can you imagine that? Someone else is being paid way... like, someone is being paid $1,000, you're being paid $50, and you're doing almost similar works. It can be really, really demotivating. But I feel like at the end of the day, it doesn't matter exactly where you're at, but you can always succeed. Like, you can always get an opportunity and keep moving. Because if you're always feeling like, hey, I'm in this country, why me? Why is it happening like this? I feel like if you're feeling that way, you'll never actually get to where you want to go. If you really feel like going to the US is going to help you make it, then get yourself there. I feel like get yourself there, like run there real quick. Find a way of getting that, whether it's a scholarship that you're going to look for, whether if it's your parents are gonna sponsor you to get that opportunity, get that. But as long as you're in here with us, with the rest of us poor people, if you're here with us, just keep pushing. Like, believe in whatever you're doing and keep doing it till the very end. I feel like the more you do something, the more you get good at it. With consistency, please someone teach me how to be consistent. But I feel like if we put effort, if we just if you know if you put in the effort, like the results will come at the end of the day. Cause social skills, those are some things that will give you opportunities. Sometimes you might just be talking to someone and you don't know who they are. Like you don't know if this person owns a media house, and you've always wanted to be a journalist, and you have the degree, or you're working on that degree, and you don't know. They might just give you an internship. You might just get a paid partnership. You just never know. You never know when the code will crack for you. You don't know when you'll get the icebreaker. You know, at the end of the day. And I feel like so many young people, like we're just depressed. Man, there's so many young people. Are like just relaxing, like hey, like what else can I do? Like I don't think this thing is meant for me. No, like just find your passion. And I feel like once you find something that you really love, then opportunities will come to you. I feel like the least of your worries should be trying to, like, yes, look for opportunities, make yourself do they call them catalogs? Make yourself a profile, exactly. Make yourself a profile. Send out your profile. Send out proposals. Get yourself out there. Like, that is key. It's something that you must do. Like, if you really want to be heard, you have to speak up. If it's going to be through podcasts, talk. If it's going to be you doing videos, do them. You know, if you. So many people are just wondering, like, okay, so what do I do with my life now? I'm not sure if I'm going to get a job after this. I don't have any money. Like, I feel like, as in, at a young age, if you're a youngster, if you're like from the age of 20 to 28, okay, maybe I've overdone it. But as long as you're someone else's responsibility and you're working towards being your own responsibility and getting out there, you should start worrying about, do I have the skills? Am I independent enough? Never on the money piece. Can I do different things for myself? You know, can I talk to people and convince people to, you know, buy from me? If you're going to start a business, if you're thinking about making a difference in your community, have you started doing it right now? Stop saying that I'm gonna wait and get money and then I'm gonna do it once I have money. You're probably not going to do it when you get the money, you know? So if you are down for something, like figure out ways of staying in on it as much as you'll be just not doing it very proactively because you lack the funds, but you'll get there, you know. And maybe by you starting to do it, someone is gonna see it and someone is gonna be like, yo, this person is really doing the most. This person is really in his bag, he's really searching, he's really looking for something. This person has the skills, you know. And if you're able to do that, I feel like you'll be in a way better position to, you know, to be there. And I feel like, hey, starting is key. Starting is key. And you know what's even bigger than starting? It's staying in on it. Like, once you start, maintain. Like, be on it. Like, just keep pushing and you'll get there. And that's why I keep on talking about this thing where people really believe that opportunities are not in Africa. Opportunities are not in Kenya. Opportunities are somewhere else, but not where I am right now. I feel like that's not right. I feel like opportunities are exactly where you're at. Like, sometimes we just fail to look at those opportunities. We fail to just look at the simple problems that we have and try to fix them. Like, think that, okay, I'm a student. What is the one thing that bothers me? What is the one thing that I could want to be fixed? I want this one thing to be proper for me. Then once you start thinking like that, you will find a solution which will be universal. You know, I feel like instead of thinking that, eish, my competition is just in Nairobi, let's start thinking about my competition is the world. My competition is just not in Ghana. My competition is just not in South Africa. Like, I am more than South Africa. Let me put it that way. Because people actually are doing it from just at home. Because when you look at someone like Elsa Majimbo, who's from Kenya, she recently won the E People's Choice Awards for the African Star. And guess what? She did all that while at home. She's out here being she's on Forbes, my she's hey, God when why is it my time? But what I'm saying is it doesn't really matter where you're at. Let me just put it that way. Location right now, not as in location, is the least of your concerns. Like, if you're good at art, it doesn't matter. Just look for some papers and start drawing that stuff and start taking photos and let the world know. You know, tell people that, hey, I have this, I'm selling it. And price yourself, put a tag on yourself and let people know that I am here. You know, let your presence be known. Don't have something and keep it to yourself and just say like, hey, maybe no one ever like it. Obviously, when you put out something, some people will not like it, but trust you me, some people will support you, because some people believe that whatever you're doing is like really, really good and they vibe with it. They love it. And let me tell you, Africa has opportunities. That much I have to say. Like, I feel like the fact that most countries, including the country that I'm in right now, are third world countries, it basically means that there's a growth trajectory. Now it sounds so, I'm making it so complicated. Okay, this is the thing. When you talk about like this growth, it means when if you put your effort into something right now, it's probably going to pay off in the future, because Africa is growing. Like, Africa is growing, and it's going, like, everyone is going to turn back to Africa, because Africa is the big thing. It's gonna be the greatest thing as far as I'm concerned. So I feel like if you really want to get opportunities, just keep knocking at the door. Just keep knocking at the door and keep doing it. If it's music, write your music and call me, y'all. If you have opportunities with music, hit me up. Like, send me a message on the podcast and come for a feature. You know, let's talk about your music on the podcast. You know, at the end of the day, yeah. So like, just keep pushing yourself. It's not that simple, because obviously at one point you're gonna do something for free. That's the part, that's the crazy part. Yes, you're gonna be working for free. It's the same thing with internships. If you want to get a job, you must do your internships properly for you to, you know, you never know, just maybe if you did your internship properly, you'd be chosen. Like make connections with people. Like, let people remember that, hey, I was once working with this person, they were interning here, this person took photos of me, this person did a video for me, this person did a drawing for me, this person made some digital art for me, and I was impressed. And I feel like that's where opportunities lie. It's not even about location. I don't care whether you're in the North Pole, if you have an idea, it could just be an opportunity for you. Like, that could be the opportunity of your life. Like, it could bring you opportunities and you could grow big. Like, whether you're trying to be famous, whether you're trying to make money, whatever your goal is, whether you're trying to make a difference in your community, like, doing what you love and having a purpose, towards whatever you're doing is really, really key. And it's something that I feel like sometimes you overlook, the fact that if you have a purpose and you're like, okay, my goal is that by end of 2020, I should have like 1,000 plays. If you have that goal and you keep pushing at it, you're probably going to get it. Like, think about it, you know. And don't set yourself goals that are really unrealistic. Just realistic goals. Look for opportunities because opportunities are there, and you know, take the path that is less traveled. Because most people want to just do the normal thing. They want to put in not so much effort, just do kidogo and then move. You end up getting very little results because you put in very little work. If you're looking for opportunities, if you want to increase the chance of getting an opportunity, you have to keep knocking. Like, you have to keep marketing yourself. Get a marketing plan. Keep doing whatever you're doing over and over and over again. And this is the thing. I feel like as young people, sometimes we don't realize that there are people who knock for years. Like, the people who like try to get an opportunity for even 2 years before they blow and they make the money they wanted and they get the recognition that they wanted. Well, you wanna come in and do something for only 2 weeks and you want to be, you know, you want to be famous, you want to blow, you want to make money. I don't think I highly doubt it works like that. This is just my word to that young person out there. Whether you're finding this on Google somewhere, or you found a link to this podcast from wherever you are, whether you're somewhere up country, in Kenya, in Ghana, in whatever country you're from, and you're listening to me, let me just tell you, just do you. Like, put in the effort. If you want to be a doctor, man, there's opportunities of being a doctor and making it. Like, you can go to Johns Hopkins. I feel like what you just have to do is keep pushing. Like, make strategies towards whatever you want to do and make a difference in your community at the end of the day. Like, that is going to, you know, make yourself more qualified. Yeah, like, if you feel like being in Kenya means that there's a very high rate of unemployment, people not getting employed and all that. Like, make yourself more qualified, you know, like, do certifications, put yourself in the market. Like, no one is going, because at the end of the day, if someone else has better certifications than you, more skills than you, trust me, like, people want to work with people who know, like, people who are good at whatever they're doing. So make yourself good and stop, don't compete. Like, I'm in Africa, let me compete like with people. Or I'm in South Africa, let me see, I'm in Asia, let me compete with people who are within the country. I'm in India, let me compete with other Indians. No, like, make it global. Like, are you really the best in the world? Think about it from that perspective. When you think about it, like, am I the best in the world? It really be us making you know, do some things. You know, you have to change some tactics because people in these streets, people in the world, as in, are doing the most, and you can't be slacking, you know, and have passion for whatever you're doing. Like, I know we want the money, but if you have passion for whatever you're doing and you keep doing it, it doesn't matter whether you're in Africa or not, you are going to make it. You know, as in, for me, I feel like it doesn't really matter. You're going to make it if you have the passion. And always reinvent yourself. You know, always come up with something new. I like come up with solutions. I think that would be the biggest thing that I see on this specific episode on opportunities, is come up with solutions. That was that big lull, but yeah, come up with solutions to problems. Just think, as a student, what would you change? What do you want? How do you get the market, you know? And don't stop. Like, if it's music, and you know, sometimes most people are inclined to listen to, let me say, EDMs, electric music, and hip-hop, mostly Western music. Let me just put it that way. People want to listen to Western music, but do you know how fast Afro music is growing? Afro music is growing really, really, really fast. And if you want to know that the opportunities in Africa, we have Best International Flow, Calligraph was nominated. Like, let me tell you, the opportunities in Africa, it's just about grabbing those opportunities and thinking out the box. And I feel like you make it at the end of the day. You make it at the end of the day. So it has been me, your host with the most. And I basically hope that if you're listening to this from Africa, you realize that you have opportunities and they're waiting for you. And being in Africa doesn't get you less opportunities, doesn't put you down. Like, you're in the right place.